Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thanks to Jesse Rogers and Connor McKnight. Thanks to Bleck and Abdallah, who will be on after Bears Weekly. Thanks for listening, calling, and participating. And thanks to Billy Z, at The Real Billy Z on Insta. He's got the collab with Pequod's coming up next month. We're happy for Billy.
Oh, it's awesome.
He donates a bunch of money back to fight muscular dystrophy. It's great.
Thank you.
Waddle and Sylvia are here for
I didn't want you to interrupt this. Carm was giving a very nice salute to Billy.
Carm always goes on a roll, right, when he comes on thanking the whole world.
Carm, did you get your deposit down?
You're a very thankful man. You know, you're very, what's the word, conscientious?
Yes.
You're conscientious.
And grateful.
You've got good, you got a good heart. Whereas me,
I got a snobby palate. I got a little bit of a snobby palate.
Well, I don't even think
he does have a snobby palate.
I think a regular palate. Really?
No, you've got an upper.
No. I might have a snobby palate, but I think even a regular palate would eat at a place like we had yesterday and be like, oof.
You know what they try to do? They try to take your attention away from the food by giving you an iPad so you can play video
games. That's exactly what happened.
Worked with Yurko.
Stage 8 of billiards.
Stage 8.
I can't believe they give your own. They give you your own iPad.
Sylvie, every
great. How do you think they keep the kids excited?
Has its own iPad.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a draw. Would you take your kids to? I mean, if you had young kids that are trouble at dinner, and you could go to this restaurant or this restaurant, and they're not that much different, but one provides, you know, some form of entertainment for the kids. I can see the draw.
This is what's scary for Italian food in the United States of America, though, and this is what you got to be careful with, Carm. You know how great Italian food is. Sometimes the exposure to Italian food comes at that place. When you talk about Italian food, if the first experience you ever have for Italian food is in an Olive Garden,
that's a shame.
Guess what your feelings are for Italian food
that
the rest of your life? It's like,
Right.
Well, but if that's all you know, like if that's, you, that's what you know.
But I'm saying if that's your first exposure and only exposure, then somebody says, I want to go to an Italian restaurant. You're like, yeah, I'd rather not. You know, I went to the Olive Garden. Shame. Now, I know. Because, you know, I'm internationally famous and I've been around the world. Yeah. You know, and had a good time. I know what great Italian food tastes like.
Right.
Okay? So I would be able to advise people, hey, that's not Italian food.
Yeah.
You need to go over here for this Italian food.
Right. Pitbull.
You'll be jumping for joy. Yeah. Oh, she's got six dogs in there. My heavens. Oh, I tell you, she's getting paid $1 million.
Yeah.
She takes the dogs out.
Yes,
she does. Who let them out?
In the stroller. Yeah, she's got three now.
Three dogs?
Three or four,
Are those hers or is she babysitting?
No, she. Those are hers.
She's bringing the puppies back for you, John.
Are you? Good.
Yeah.
Six
she's
dogs.
She's bringing them back for you.
I am telling you. Are there six in there?
She's staying
are they
to be,
sleeping?
She's telling you to be
dogs.
Quiet so they stay asleep.
Oh, no. It's just they're sleeping. It looks like they're very active for sleeping puppies, though.
That's Leah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, she's got baby wipes in the bottom of that stroller, too.
She's one of our neighbors. She's been walking by the studio for years and years and years.
Yes. She walks along the avenue. Says a girl like you. It's a great tune.
But look, I don't agree because, like, for instance,
what don't you agree with?
Because when I was a kid, I used to think the Ground Round was great.
Oh, my God, I love the ground round with the peanut shells on the floor.
That's what we remember.
Oh, yes.
But
the wings?
I think it was even lower scale. It was bar food. But do we know if the food was really good?
Oh,
but we
I
have fond
it.
Memories of the ground round. It was
that's
our first
true.
Exposure to going out to dinner.
That was me in college. That's the only place we would ever go. There was a ground round just off of campus.
The only time I went out for dinner as a kid is when we went to a wedding. That was the only time.
You got out poor, everybody, don't you now?
It's not got nothing to do with being poor. See, you keep thinking about it. It's a money thing. It's an economic thing. I had parents that loved to cook. I had parents that could cook. And that's key also.
Yeah.
Some moms and dads, they can't cook for crap.
That's my mom and dad.
My mom made a hell of a TV dinner.
My parents can cook. We never went out because they went to the store, fresh bread every single day, and they could cook.
That must have been nice.
It's got nothing to do with being rich or poor. It's got to do with being able to or not being able to. And they could, they did.
I think you caught his attention.
That's right.
That woke him up.
I think you caught his attention.
Credit cards all around.
Yeah.
No credit cards.
By the way, I don't know if you know this. It was visible on the Twitch chat.
No.
The number. We rewound it. We wrote it down.
That's not true.
That ain't
true. Don't worry about that.
The new position of the cameras caught the credit card number. Guess who's going to Italy? I'm your guy.
That caught nothing. And the question was asked why this early, because on a trip like this, you've got to solidify early. You got to make reservations. There's only so many golf courses
actually,
there.
Nobody asked why this early. We asked, can't you do that like at 3:45?
See, that's, again, you're not listening because maybe you were doing a read or you were doing something else. These guys did ask that question.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
It's all right.
Who asked? Who
you
asked
didn't who? Know because you were busy. They asked the question.
I just meant like,
why you got to do it this early?
Why you got to do it early?
I planned
a trip to Scotland.
Then he asked how much was it going to cost.
I understand
that. About 7 G's.
Then we figured out that he has bequeathed the trip to somebody else in case he dies.
He's just bequeathing in here.
So my biggest challenge is staying alive.
He goes, it's paid for. I'm just going to have to stay alive.
And I got the hardest challenge is going to be staying alive.
Right? And that's when Carm immediately vultured in and goes, hey, if you die, can I go in your place?
And then I said,
I think
no.
He did.
And he may not be ready for this. But if for one reason or the other, the good kid does not make it till next June 24th, this trip is bequeathed to one Peter Vasili.
Oh, yeah?
He goes on the trip.
I thought maybe like
last man out, he's not in?
No. You know, Waddle sent Tyler to three games yesterday.
No, I'm sending the Greek to Scotland.
Are you worried that Vasili's going to... Do you think Vasili may take you out?
Yeah, might he knock you off?
No, that's a good point.
Not at all.
No, Pete's an old friend.
Is he a threat?
That's right. Not a threat at all. Him and my brother were thick as thieves. They played a lot of golf together in the day.
Why isn't Pete part of the trip to begin with?
Because he's not part necessarily of this group.
Not part of the family.
But Pete knows everybody.
He will be soon.
Pete knows everybody in the group. I'm just saying, if I don't make it.
He's going to be living in your house before you know it.
If I don't make it, the Greek has got carte blanche. If I don't make it, I'm gonna make it.
Greek's going to be living in your house.
He's going to be in your bed. One of your pallbearers, and then he's going to be taking your spot on St. Andrews.
No pallbearers. I'm getting cremated.
Are you?
No, yeah, kids will spread my dust all over the world.
That's what they're going to do.
You'd spread some of your dust
first? Which place is first?
That's crop dusting.
Center field at Wrigley? Where?
Lambeau.
No, I think Lambeau would probably be the number one place to go. Then they'll go spread some ashes down in Charleston.
We could probably do this.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Charleston, Illinois, the football fields that I blessed with my excellence.
Did you hear the story? He's on the phone again, booking golf on like Monday. He's booking a golf trip in Wisconsin. That's all.
He's asking, trying to get the Packer discount.
Do you have an ex-Packer discount?
It was a Blue Harbor Resort.
He's like, no,
Blue Harbor Resort.
I said, Sylvie,
it's
a good
ask. I used Sylvie as an example.
All they can say is no.
I use Sylvie as an example. I go, last year they didn't have an ex-Packer, but I brought it up. They said they were contemplating it. I said, did you guys make a change?
Johnny, all they can say is no. All they can say is no.
That's right.
It's a fine ask. It's not like he went to South Carolina and asked for an ex-Packer discount.
That's true.
He went to Wisconsin and asked for one.
He was in Wisconsin. The conversation he had with this woman on the phone on Monday, Adele and I were
I slayed Whistling Straits last year. You know that?
I
slayed it. With the wind. The wind was coming out of the south at about 12 to 15. With the wind, I think I shot one over par, 9 holes. Against the wind, I think I was 27 over par.
By the way, you said
it
that
was brutal.
The conversation started in a bit of an adversarial way, but by the end, she was eating out of his hand.
Eating out of the palm of his hand.
Of course. Yeah.
She was like so smitten with him by the end
she's
of it.
She's only human.
Probably got a discount by the end of the conversation.
Probably. I did, and I got a view of the ocean.
Or Lake Michigan.
The lake. I changed my
same thing.
I know Yurko's playbook, by the way. Like when he was doing the credit card bit, the whole thing, this is such out of the Yurko playbook where he's busted and you're calling him out. And instead of just saying, you're right, Carm, he goes, you're the one who never has time to go on a trip with your friends. It had nothing to do with the conversation,
true.
Carm.
That's true.
Nothing to do with it.
But he's yelling at you now. Listen, your dad and I had a wonderful embrace yesterday. I want you to know that.
My dad was there.
I want you to notice. You're going to blink your eyes and 25 years have passed by and you'd say, what did I do? And then you're going to go, I didn't do anything.
All you were saying was, don't do it on Showtime.
You're so busy taking care of everybody, you forget to take care of number one.
That's not true.
He's still got young kids, though.
I still
golf trips now.
Sure you can.
Because my kids are young, but I do great. I've done great things in my life.
What you do is you lean on family.
Weren't you the Magic Kingdom recently?
Yeah. Lean on family.
Lean on family.
I've done plenty with the kids also. I did plenty with the kids.
Well, yeah, your kids are older.
Remember, it was 10 years of hockey. Remember, 10 years of hockey?
Yes.
Not one time did I get to go shoot a duck.
I know. Well, that's why he's in the midst of those 10 years.
But the point is, during the summers, you got to take some me time.
Oh, that's why I'm going to Italy and leaving the kids behind again.
Some Carmen DeFalco time.
Yeah.
Well, I won't be doing that for a while, yeah.
You need to go up to Wisconsin, like the, what's
he
that?
He had his Italy time. He was at the Olive Garden yesterday up there on Addison.
That's the most he's done with like a group of guys since you and Lenny Mottola went one night and got hammered to the bejesus.
Yeah, we do dinners and stuff like that. I told the kids.
I'm going to tell Lenny to take you on a golf trip.
No, none of us have time for golf right now. He's got young kids, too.
Him and his bad Achilles.
No, nobody's got time for that.
How did he hurt his Achilles?
He snapped it.
He snapped it playing ball, man.
Basketball. He played professional basketball in Europe. He's a pretty good player.
Gent. I mean, tall guy?
Yeah,
6'10". He wrote the Treaty of Ghent.
And he snapped it about a year ago.
He's the one who played for Dockage?
He played for Dockage at Bowling Green, yeah. And he snapped it like a year ago.
Lenny knew right away. Take Carmen on a golf trip.
Came off. How long is the rehab from that? A year?
Yeah, well, not a year, but I mean, certainly.
Is he reluctant to get out and do
anything? He'll never play basketball again.
If the Dutch guy's got an opening in June, you want to go up to Michigan with us? If
they got an opening? The problem, I'm going to say
baseball.
Baseball.
Jesus, Yannicka Hanna. You know, I mean, are you ever going to take care of your mental health?
You had youth hockey players, and that's grueling and grinding, but at least it was through the winter.
Oh, they play summer hockey, too.
Yeah, but where the tournaments is
Detroit, Crystal Lake,
My son plays a sport, and I love that he plays. I mean, I'm glad that Gio really enjoys playing baseball, but you could forget it. There's no summer. I mean, it is baseball.
That's it.
And it's fine because it'll go by fast and he enjoys it. I don't mind it.
Maybe there'll be a day.
I'll play golf again someday.
When the White Sox are playing at noon, we're going to have a little show outing over at beautiful Lincolnshire Country Club. Destined for greatness.
I would do that.
Palatial. We'll take Bleck and who's the other guy? Abdallah. We'll take Bleck and Abdallah down. We'll have a good time.
I would do that.
Slap the little white ball around. That's what I like.
You guys went and did something as a group yesterday.
It was great. We had a great day.
It was a fun time. Great.
I mean,
they didn't even tell you about I had to haul ass to get down the stairs to catch the train. I could see the conductor looking out the window going, he's like getting dollars out. He's never going to make it. He's never going to make it. I got on there. I had to sit down. I'm like.
That one, and then you bought the candy?
No, that was on the way there. Oh. He bought the candy on the way there.
I bought candy on the way there. On the way home, I was just happy to catch my breath.
We just barely caught the
burping.
We didn't want to have to wait for another Blue Line train. So we're like, let's go. And poor York, it takes him a while to get down the stairs.
That's the way it is.
So
I don't know if you could fly down the
chair. No, I can't.
Going upstairs is easier than going down the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Neither's fun.
Yeah. I feel bad for you guys. It sucks.
Don't feel bad for me. I'm here.
They're glory days.
Don't feel bad for me. I'm Johnny.
He's got the ex-Packer discount working.
That's right.
Did they give you a discount when all was said and done?
I know. I don't fault you.
They got no discount.
That was terrible.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was terrible.
Sylvia,
I got to share this with you.
Oh, my God.
Now he's waving it with a magazine.
Wow, that's not a gas.
What are you doing?
That's
like a jockey.
I'm like Angel Cadero.
you're like a horse.
Woo. Wow.
It's like
my God.
Beefarino.
Jesus.
That's awesome.
Oh, no.
That's yesterday's Olive Garden.
Like Yurko in the old days.
Yesterday's Olive Garden. It has finally worked through the system.
If you guys weren't there to see what it tasted like.
You got pasta fagioli
in your
pants.
Now you know
what's
happening.
Oh my God.
I just might.
I've got the shirt on. I'm sorry, guys.
You definitely should go white.
Even she's laughing outside. It's like watching Blazing Saddles back in the day. You know what happens around the campfire after you have pork and beans?
That's horrible.
Dude. I could identify Yurko in a blind taste test.
Wow.
I'm talking about a fart test.
That's an indicting.
I've worked with him for so many years. I know his scent.
That's pasta.
Dude, it is really bad, and it's like hanging over here right now.
I apologize,
man.
You guys got me so worked up with excitement and fervor. That the system is just...
That you cracked your pants.
That's the fried stuff. I can smell it. That's the fried stuff.
That's exactly what it smelled like yesterday.
It's the fried seafood.
Can you smell the Italian spices in there?
It's gross. It's the fried seafood from yesterday. That's exactly what that is.
Smell the Croatian spices.
Oh, God.
You know, we're part of the Roman Empire. You know that, Croatia, right? part of the Roman
he
Empire.
Got serious all again.
So obviously, no, I'm just saying, obviously, you know, according to history, a lot of the Italian influences would have been there in the Balkan region.
Of course.
Because of that. So yes. You got
to
remember.
What does that have to do with you crapping your pants?
Well, because the smell. The smell I was talking about. He said Croatian spices, Italian spices.
They're all the same.
Really, aren't they all the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we gave the world prosciutto. You guys claimed it. Okay. We call it prosciutto. We gave the world that.
Okay.
You know that.
Sure.
Look, see? That's what I got to put up with every time.
How did you give it to them? Isn't it a portion of the pig?
We created it over there when the Roman Empire
it's like
was...
saying, hey, we created
when it was
steak.
Defeated, when it was defeated and it was sent back across the Adriatic, they took it with them and said, oh, look, it's ours.
Prosciutto, the pasta. Sylvie, they came over yesterday. Fresh of pepper, fresh of parmesan.
I don't know what that thing is, that little wheel. I was expecting an air raid siren to come out of that thing. She was
say when.
Say
when.
Yeah.
Man,
she threw it all over.
Say when.
It was a good. It was a good. Yeah?
That's so good.
It was a good time.
Oh, my God. It was. We had a blast.
Oh, my
God. What truth or fiction that you actually ate, Johnny, because there's been
he did, but not a lot. He left a lot on his plate.
It's a falsehood. It's a falsehood. I had plenty of calamari, a couple appetizers for the table. I had the soup because we wanted to try the pasta fagioli.
It wasn't pasta fagioli.
And then it was a tour of Italy. We talked about the tour of Italy, and everybody individually ordered something they wanted. I threw myself on the barbed wire and said, fine, I'll take the tour of Italy so Carmen would have to try the fettuccine Alfredo. Which is something that was a big topic of discussion for the better part of the 2-3 months. It has taken for us to get to the Olive Garden. He said he won't eat lasagna.
You're a giver. You're such a giver.
He said he wouldn't eat lasagna. I'm not going to eat lasagna.
I my grandmother's lasagna.
I hate my grandmother. I hate her lasagna.
I'm not eating Olive Garden. No.
We need to do a blind taste test. Next.
Oh, easily.
We need to bring in a dish from the Olive Garden and a dish from a renowned Italian restaurant.
It wouldn't even be close.
And let Carmen identify which one. Well, let's see.
It wouldn't even be close.
Let's see. We're going to do this.
It won't be close. Sylvie, trust me.
Yeah. It's a
waste of your money. Yeah.
Oh, no. The precedent has been set that now Good Carmen picks this stuff up. Yeah.
I don't know what precedent.
It wouldn't even.
You could go get one lasagna dish at a nicer restaurant. It's going to be over $122 bill.
Do you feel like there's a little bit of shot against our show because we went and did a bit?
No, I don't know.
How many expense reports have you since they took over in October of 2019
from the combine?
How many expense reports have you put into the company?
48.
I put in zero.
Oh.
Zero expense reports.
Oh, well, you're not taking advantage of the system.
So let me tell you something. If I put one expense report through...
Did you just drool?
If I put one expense report through in the last 4.5 years...
Wait a minute. You guys...
When you guys went
to Kentucky, he didn't put in an expense report?
I've put in expense reports. He doesn't.
He had someone do it for him.
No.
What does he do?
He's like, when I pay,
It's too much of a hassle?
When I pay, I pay. And guess what they don't pay for?
Look at you, big hitter.
No, they don't pay for liquor.
That's true.
So we go out. I let them put on their cards the food. When the liquor comes, I pay for the liquor. Boom. I don't expense it. I drink.
Travel.
That's what I do.
Traveling with the Yurko's not bad.
How many
expense
reports?
But you will take a comp days if it's coming to you.
Go ask upstairs. I give you a crystal clear clearance to go through my records to find out whether I put
as our union steward, I don't think you're setting the...
That's a bad example of how to do business.
They don't pay for alcohol, guys.
No, I know that.
You know that, right?
But shaming someone for turning in an expense report.
That's not the truth, though. You took a shot at us for having 120 with four guys, $30 a piece.
I don't care.
Come on. Get out of here.
Take a shot.
It's $122.
There's a little bit of a shot.
Hey, but Johnny, you guys created a ton of great content. Great. Does that serve as an extra day work? Do you get a comp day?
Oh, I got comp days all summer.
Okay.
Coming down the pipe.
They worked a half hour yesterday.
What are you talking about?
We were on the air for 30 minutes.
What are you guys talking about? I don't control anything.
No, I did say you did.
I don't control things.
But I
get the schedule, and the schedule comes out. And instead of going home, what do? We provide a content.
Right.
You. Content machines. Him and I are content. Feed the beast. We're feeding the beast.
The day of the rain delay when he stopped to use the bathroom. He was so
That's
mad.
What happened to us the other day. Did you hear about that?
It did.
Yeah, we were in
it happened on, what day was that, Tuesday?
Oh, when they canceled the game.
Yeah. Like I looked at them and we signed off and I said to Tyler, I go, we good? And Tyler said, yeah. And I went to the bathroom right around the corner. Brendan's calling me on my phone. I'm like, oh, they must be in a delay. Not only were they not in a delay, they called
they
the game.
Called the game. Yeah.
Yeah. We're back.
It's,
and so we went to 6:30.
I'll never again use the bathroom.
I said, never again. Yeah, once I leave this office, it is taillights to the garage. The phone is on mute. Nothing. I'll pick it up again when I'm in the NWI in the 219.
That's hey, were you guys trying to get a hold of me?
Sorry, I missed your call.
Oh, no. I was concentrating on driving.
What? Concentrating on driving.
We're going to start with Tyler's big day.
Tyler did a great job of documenting it on social media.
Here's
so
a would you rather for you, Carm, because it is a would you rather Thursday.
All right.
Would you rather repeat what you did yesterday at the Olive Garden or sit through a White Sox full doubleheader? In yesterday's weather.
Sit through the White Sox doubleheader.
Oh, I'm going to the Olive Garden.
He doesn't want to eat there ever again.
I would sit through
the Olive Garden. Did you go to the Bulls game, too, last night?
I did.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Triple header.
So he did the Jerry triple header.
It's great. I love it. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, and he Tyler teased us. Tyler said he walked out of the United Center sad. Why? Well, that's what I want to know.
Boy, he's tickling your ass with a feather.
No milkshakes there.
I'm intrigued.
I have a feeling I know why.
Okay.
And how do you feel about what you saw last night, Bulls fans? Did that make you happy? Is that as Wilbon said, is that fake hustle? Yesterday's win for the Bulls organization? Or did you let yourself just be happy for the day, for the night?
Don't worry.
Like a one night stand here.
Okay.
Well, this is a fun one-night stand with the Bulls.
Well, it's going to be another night, it looks like, too, because without Jimmy.
I think so. 312-332-3776. Barstool Big Cat in studio in 1 hour from now.
All right, boys. Have a great show. Waddle and Sylvie get you home next. We'll see you tomorrow.